The swine flu could have an impact on HIV/AIDS victims around the world. A ministry spreads the light despite the shadow of Kazakhstan's religion law. And stay tuned to find out what a dollar, a mustard seed, and the gospel have to do with each other. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While the N1H1 influenza virus, commonly known as the swine flu, is ending in Mexico, Carolyn Wetzel of Food for the Hungry says the second and third waves could be worse, especially in Africa.
30% of the population is infected with HIV. So we know that if the pandemic flu reached there, we could see serious impact to a much greater scale than we would see in a more developed country.
The best way to prepare for this is to inform people everywhere.
We are aware that this could potentially escalate into a worldwide pandemic. So we want to make sure that in the different communities where we're working around the world, that people are aware of the possibilities and be prepared. We think that if we are prepared, if this situation does escalate, then we could really make a difference in terms of saving lives if communities are aware of what could happen.
When you give to the Food for the Hungry Disaster Fund, your gift can make a difference in the life or death of an individual as they're given a chance to hear the gospel. Next, Kazakhstan's Constitutional Council rejected the restrictive draft religion law as unconstitutional. It may look dead, but Send International's Carl Kresge says,
I wouldn't be surprised if we see something similar, another push to try to restrict religious freedom. This hasn't been the first time, and it probably won't be the last.
As debate raged, their team didn't change ministry. They won't in the future either, even with the rumblings of revisiting the law in 2011.
We're always aware that there are elements in the country that wish we weren't there, but we know that we're there legally and openly and with a religious visa that comes from an invitation from the Baptist Union Churches.
Send works to strengthen the local church as it shares the gospel in Kazakhstan.
Pray that the Lord would continue to give us an open door to be able to work with the evangelical churches in the country, to serve them, to help them proclaim the gospel in that country.
You're listening to Mission Network News. What's a dollar worth these days? To some, it's worth an introduction into God's kingdom. 100 cents bought a Bible like the one that introduced a young terrorist to the gospel, says Joan Zodiatis of AMG International.
He just couldn't believe the difference in what the Bible had to say with what he was taught by his father and his terrorist group. And so he went to the Bible study, and they led him to the Lord.
God gave this young man a passion to share the gospel with his people. He's doing it, too, despite a death threat hanging over him. Weigh the impact of a snack purchased with a dollar versus the sponsorship of a Bible.
In America, we have so much that we waste of our money that could be used to win the world to Christ if everyone who loved the Lord was counted their dollars.
If you want to find a way for better impact for the gospel, go to our website. And the number of people living in poverty in Latin America and the Caribbean is 196 million. That's up 6 million compared to previous statistics. Way FM, a Cornerstone University Christian hit radio station in West Michigan, and Orphan Outreach are heading to Honduras to provide physical and spiritual help to the poorest of the poor. General Manager of Way FM is Rich Anderson.
These people literally live on a landfill or right next to the landfill, in whatever they can scrounge to make their home.
Way FM is sending a container of about $200,000 worth of playground equipment, medical and school supplies, and more ahead of their June 14th trip. Tiffany Taylor of Orphan Outreach says this is a return trip for Way FM, and that'll speak volumes.
To realize that this team did not forget them, that they came back and they are committed to make a difference. The spiritual impact is going to be amazing.
The Way FM team plans to install the playground equipment, set up a medical clinic, and share Christ with those they're serving. Pray the container arrives in time for the team to do the work. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can use your medical experience on a medical mission trip to Guatemala, October 10th through the 17th. Join Orphan Outreach, Mission Network News listeners, and me as we provide much-needed medical care to families affected by mudslides in Guatemala. We especially need doctors. To apply, follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.